You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Up next, a look at what ancient DNA might tell us about the effects of global warming. You know, Greenland is covered with glaciers, which due to global warming are melting at a very high rate. And to turn back the clock and better understand the Greenland of thousands of years ago, scientists working there have taken ice cores from the southern part of the island. Now, as you know, ice cores are sort of a time capsule stretching into the past because embedded in the layers of ice are samples of DNA, you have water, you have air. All taken together, they offer us a glimpse of what was the life like at that time? What was covering Greenland thousands of years ago? And an analysis of the ice cores has led to some surprising discoveries about Greenland's past. Joining me now to talk about the samples taken in Greenland and what they might tell us about what's happening on our planet today is my guest. Eske Willerslev is professor in evolutionary biology at the University of Copenhagen. He is the director of the Center for Ancient Genetics there, and he joins us from Denmark. Thanks for taking time to be with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What was surprising about these ice cores from Greenland?
Well, first of all, the surprising discovery was when we went down to what is called the silty ice. It means basically the dirty part of the ice, very close to the bedrock. And we tried to obtain DNA from there. We found, you can say, evidence of an ancient forest on Greenland, a conifer forest consisting of pine and spruce and taxus and elnus, as well as some insects like butterflies and beetles and spiders. So that was by itself quite surprising because you don't find that kind of biological community on Greenland today.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, that was the next surprise. I mean, because most models that are, you can say, modeling the ice cap history of Greenland suggest that the southern part of the Greenland ice sheet melted away during the Eemian period for about 125,000 years ago, where the temperature on Greenland was about 5 degrees higher than today. But what our results suggested, I would say, is that this ice had actually persisted there in southern Greenland for a longer period of time. So the forest community probably dates back to between 450,000 and 800,000 years BP. And this is probably the vegetation for the last time that this area of Greenland was ice-free. And this, you can say, has some implications also on our understanding on what ice caps and glaciers actually contributed to the enormous sea level rise that you saw during the Eemian period. You had a sea level rise of between, I think, 3 and 5 meters, and many people have believed that this southern part of the Greenland ice sheet actually contributed massively, so it completely disappeared during this period of time. But because we found this very old ice, it could suggest that although the southern part of the Greenland ice sheet contributed for sure, it might not have contributed as much to the sea level rise as people previously have thought. However, I would emphasize, though, that this doesn't mean, you can say, that in the future, when we get temperature increasement, that we will not see a sea level rise. It's just that we have to go back and find other sources for this, for this sea level rise than just the southern Greenland ice cap.
A couple of surprising results, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to think that there was this forest and all that wildlife there,
yeah.
Considering what we see today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, today this area here is covered by 2 kilometers of ice. And the other very interesting thing about, I think, the analysis was that it's actually quite surprisingly, you know, it's 10% of Earth's terrestrial surface today is covered with ice caps and glaciers. And we have only very limited knowledge, you know, about what was the environment like in these areas prior to the last ice formation. Mm-hmm. And because you can't really get access to fossils, yeah. and other information because it's covered by this kilometer thick ice. But now we actually showed that these these ice cores that people drill in order to do climate analysis, climate studies, those can actually be used as well for reconstructing the environment. So we could see that this forest community, for example, because it contains DNA from taxus, it probably did not have temperatures in the wintertime that was colder than minus 17. And because you have spruce and pine, it probably didn't have temperatures in the summertime that was lower than about 10 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
So it also gives you some information about, you can say, both the biology and the climate in the past.
Well, Dr. Willislev, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us. Good luck
to
you.
Thanks.
Eske Willislev is a professor in evolutionary biology section at the University of Copenhagen. He's also director of the Center for Ancient Genetics there.